This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The latest shocker in an ongoing series of them.
I have this afternoon informed the Palace, Home Secretary and the Mayor of my intention to resign as Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Service. I've taken this decision as a consequence of the ongoing speculation and accusations relating to the Met's links with News International.
Sir Paul Stevenson resigns over allegations that Scotland Yard tried to cover up the phone hacking scandal. He follows Rebecca Brooks and Les Hinton out the door. But of the three, only Brooks has been arrested so far. Britain has become a bad place for business if you're Rupert Murdoch. Then again, the U.S. is where he made most of his money anyway. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, July 18th. John Hockenberry returns tomorrow. In the meantime, let's get right to the news this morning. And again, News Corp is at the top. Shares in the company hit a two-year low this morning, and the dominoes keep falling. As we just said, Sir Paul Stevenson, Britain's top police official and head of Scotland Yard, resigned yesterday over his links to a former News of the World editor.
As commissioner, I carry ultimate responsibility for the position we find ourselves in. With hindsight, I wish we had judged some matters involved in this affair differently.
The announcement came hours after Rebecca Brooks, the former CEO of Rupert Murdoch's British newspaper empire, became the 10th person arrested in the phone hacking and police bribery scandal. Brooks is scheduled to join Rupert Murdoch and his son James to answer questions before Parliament tomorrow, but her arrest throws that in doubt. And there are some signs that the scandal is rippling across the Atlantic. Our partner, the New York Times, reports News America, which is News Corp's profitable in-house marketing division, has paid out $655 million to make corporate espionage and anti-competitive charges go away. One case involves News America hacking into a New Jersey company's computer system. Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department is reportedly considering an investigation into News Corp's bribery scandal, since it's illegal for a U.S. company to pay bribes to officials overseas. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC News he'd like to see congressional hearings first.
There are questions about whether the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act has been violated by Rupert Murdoch and his news empire, and what's going on in England is startling.
Against that backdrop, News Corp's stock has lost almost a fifth of its value this month, and we're going to go live to London in just a moment. Forecasters are calling it a heat dome. Triple-digit temperatures throughout the Midwest and no end in sight. Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says heat warnings are in effect for 17 states.
This would be the time of year you'd most expect it, but even at this rate, this is a little bit unusual. We're talking about very dangerous heat indices of between 110 and 115.
New highs have been reached more than 800 different times so far this month. And now to a little heat in Washington. The House votes tomorrow on the Tea Party plan to raise the debt ceiling. It includes deep spending cuts and a constitutional amendment for a balanced budget. Even if it's passed, the bill is not expected to make it through the Senate. And it could take a few more days to end Minnesota's government shutdown. Lawmakers are still working on the specifics of that budget agreement. General John Allen has taken over command of American and NATO forces in Afghanistan. He takes the reins from General David Petraeus, and that transfer comes at a pretty critical time. The allies are working on an exit plan. Meanwhile, the Taliban is stepping up its attacks against Afghan leaders. Last night, a close advisor to President Karzai was killed when gunmen stormed his home. Last week, of course, Karzai's powerful half-brother was assassinated. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is in Cuba again to receive chemotherapy treatment. And in the World Cup final, the U.S. women twice squandered some late leads and then lost to Japan in a penalty kick shootout. Asian markets mostly down. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,479. The S&P at 1,316. The Nasdaq will open up at 2,789. Later on this hour, we continue our summer book club with the author of Blood Harvest. S.J. Bolton talks to us about thrillers and moors and ghosts and goblins. Meanwhile, we want you to take a photo or video of something that you're reading or where you're reading it and send it to us. You can use our iPhone app, tweet it to us, or post your submission on the Facebook page, and then head over to thetakeaway.org to look at other people's photos.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.